Welcome to WJFF's calendar. Here are some of the arts and cultural events taking place in our listening area this week. Saturday, April 16th, there's an opening reception for the Kaz Sullivan County High School Arts Show from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Catskill Arts Society, 48 Main Street in Livingston Manor, New York. The exhibit remains on display through May 8th, 845-436-4227. Saturday, April 16th, there's an opening reception for Made in Brooklyn, 13 artists, 20 years, at the Hanson Gallery, 1037 Main Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, from 6 to 8 p.m. The exhibit remains on display through May 30th, 570-253-2525. Saturday, April 16th, there's an opening reception for Carol Heppa, Strong Language and Special Project by Trisha Baja, at the Calicoon Fine Arts Gallery, 27 Lower Main Street in Calicoon, New York, from 5 to 7 p.m. The exhibit remains on display through May 14th, 845-887-4202. Saturday, April 16th, the Sullivan County Dramatic Workshop invites you to Dinner Theater with Murder in Swingland, 6 o'clock at the Hurleyville Museum on Main Street in Hurleyville, New York, 845-434-0209. Saturday, April 16th, the Delaware Valley Opera presents its second concert in its Voices of the Valley concert series called An Evening of Spanish and Latin American Zarzuela and Song at the Grace Episcopal Church, 827 Church Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania at 7 p.m. www.DelawareValleyOpera.org. Saturday, April 16th, you can see Papacton at the Open Eye Theater, 960 Main Street in Margaretville, New York at 7 p.m. For reservations, 845-586-1660. Saturday, April 16th, Joe Crookston will be performing songs and stories from his latest CD, Darkling and the Bluebird Jubilee, at St. Mary's Center, 310 Mifflin Avenue in Scranton, Pennsylvania at 7:30 p.m., followed by a post-concert meet and greet, 888-800-7626. Saturday, April 16th, Mark Black will be performing at the North Branch Inn at 869 North Branch Hortonville Road in North Branch, New York at 8 p.m., 845-482-5925. The WJFF calendar can now be found at wjffradio.org on the archive page. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, we're going to be listening to the music, the songs of the American singing duo Seals and Crofts.
Jasmine in my mind. see the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. That's Summer Breeze from their fourth album, released in 1972. And that album sold more than a million copies in the same year that it was released. Jim Seals wrote that song, and it was just recently featured in a Gap commercial. And it was also used in a couple of movies really recently. In 2009, it was featured in the movie Land of the Lost. And then earlier in the 90s, and back in 1993, it was also in a movie called Dazed and Confused. So Seals and Crofts, in the 70s, they released about 18 albums, gold and platinum selling albums, and almost their entire recording career occurred in that one decade in the 70s. And you know what? An amazingly detailed production on the song that we just heard. The vocal arrangements, the instrumental doubling of the melodies, all there's maybe, you know, 12 different instruments involved in the production on that song. Very slick, very smooth, very packaged for mainstream commercial success. And it launched their career. Summer Breeze was the thing that brought them international stardom. So in 1972, when this album is released, these guys are about 32 years old. So they didn't just come overnight into that kind of success. And if you've listened to the program here before, you know that one of the things that fascinates me is in the life of a musician, you know, what's that turning point? It's really fascinating for me. There's a certain Southern feel to this music. The accents that they sing with, that slow kind of breezy soft rock feeling, very Southern. That's because both Jim and Dash Crofts come from Texas. They're both born in Texas in the 40s, 1940. And like so many of the musicians that I'm fascinated by, when he's 9 years old, Jim Seals wins a state fiddling championship. So by the time he's nine, he's already really playing the violins. But it's interesting, his main instrument as a teenager was the tenor saxophone. So these two guys, Seals and Crofts, they meet each other in junior high school when they're like 11 or 12 years old. And they, of course, they join a band immediately. You know, I did a show on Simon and Garfunkel, and the same thing for them. They met in junior high out in Forest Hills when they were like 12 years old, and they start singing together immediately. So Seals and Crofts the same way. From the time they're really young, they're performing together, and they joined this band in Texas called Dean Beard and the Crew Cats. And Crofts is playing drums at that time, and Seals is playing saxophone. So they move with these guys out to California, and they join another band called the Champs. They join that band in 1958, and they're like 17 and 18 years old. And they stayed in that band for 7 years. Seals and Crofts are touring around the United States with a band called the Champs. Seals is playing saxophone, and Crofts is playing drums. And the thing that kills me is they don't sing in this band. They're not singing. They're touring around, and they're a backup musician for the lead singer in the Champs, Dave Burgess. So they're out there, mainly they're centered in California now. They're living in California. And even though they're with the Champs all the way through 1965, in 1963, they take a little detour. And, you know, Glenn Campbell is out there, and he's very active. He's in Phil Spector's studio musician gang. And Glenn Campbell starts a band with Seals and Crofts and another man named Jerry Cole. And they call it Glenn Campbell and the GCs. I don't know what the GC stand for. So they only, you know, last a couple years. And by the time 1965 rolls around, Seals and Crofts, the Champs have disbanded. The Glenn Campbell thing is disbanded. And there they are. Jim Seals has been writing songs. He's been writing songs. And by 1965, he's got almost 90 songs. 90 songs. He's written them a series of collaborations with other musicians. So in 1965, two of the songs get recorded by Ricky Nelson. Okay? You remember, maybe you've heard of him. In 1967, Seals plays sax on one of the Monkees albums. So they're kicking around Los Angeles, and they're in the scene, and they start another band called the Dawn Breakers with a guitarist named Louis Shelton. And you know what? After a couple years, that band goes nowhere. So it's now 1969, and they've spent that entire decade just kicking around the Los Angeles music scene trying to get something together. And so they finally decide to form a duo, a singing duo, and it's magic when they do that. They form a duo with Seals. Jimmy Seals is now playing the guitar, the saxophone, and the violin, and Dash Crofts is playing the guitar and the mandolin. And they sign a contract with Talent Associates in 1969, and they release their very first two albums. Their first album, Seals and Crofts, and then the second album called Down Home. Those are the only two albums they release on the Talent Associate label. And they're incredible recordings. We're about to listen to that second album that they recorded as a duo. 1972, they released an album called Down Home. So we're going to listen to it. Let's start off with two tracks from that album called Riding Thumb and then Hand Me Down Shoe, Seals and Crofts. Down Home.
Just can't you tell that everybody's even diamonds? Trying to get just anywhere, as long as it's away from the world.
Seals and Crofts, living in a hand-me-down shoe, trying to get just anywhere as long as it's away from the world. Incredible lyrics, Seals and Crofts, Down Home.
Food Stock is back. WJFF and Catskill Harvest present the second annual Festival of Fine Food and Wine, Saturday, May 7th at the Villa Roma Resort in Calicoon, New York.
I tried everything. I bought barbecue sauce. I bought the hot fudge sauce.
We have gazpacho. We have our homemade steak sauce.
Go to WJFFradio.org and watch a video from last year's event. We'll see you at Foodstock.
All right, hope to see you there at Foodstock, May 7th. So, Seals and Crofts, we're listening to the music of Jimmy Seals and Dash Crofts. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then, here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Okay, so, you know, there's something really positive, something really deep about the lyrics that this man writes. And when these two men moved from Texas out to California, they both became involved in the Baha'i faith. And they actually use a lot of quotes from the Baha'i faith in their songs. And I find that it's got an amazing effect on this one particular album. We're listening to their second album called Down Home, which was recorded and released in 1970. And, you know, there's something that is very thematic about all their songs. This idea that they have this philosophy that they're speaking about gives their songs a coherency where you feel like the whole album is about a certain subject. That's kind of an unusual thing. You know, the Beatles had that on their albums. And the idea of an album holding together as a unit is a very popular idea today. In fact, there's a band I'm going to be doing in my next program called Arcade Fire. And they just got the Grammy Album of the Year for 2011. And their album is called The Suburbs. And every song on that album relates to that theme. And it's really unusual. It also reminds me of, like, you remember the early Cat Stevens albums? Cat Stevens had a deep philosophical search going on in his life, and all of his songs reflect that. Well, there's something about Seals and Crofts, that incredible positive energy shines through all their music, throughout their entire career. It's truly wonderful. Let's listen to another track from Down Home. This song is called Gabriel, Go On Home. Seals and Crofts.
Way back yonder by the call. say, stood on the porch and said to me, be careful of the world and all. She knew much more than I thought, but I was young, too young.
Ta-da. Seals and Crofts, Down Home. That song is called Gabriel, Go On Home. This incredible album was recorded in 1970, and the piano on that particular song, I love the piano style. Well, the man playing the piano on this album is John Simon, and he's actually the man who produces this album. John Simon is the same man who produced The Band. He recorded music from Big Pink. He did Mama Cass Elliott's. He was a really, really influential producer. And Down Home, I was so amazed to discover that this album was recorded right here in Woodstock. It was produced by John Simon, and he not only produces the album, he records on the album. And when a producer actually performs on the album, it has a way stronger influence. Like, you know, George Martin actually recorded on some of the Beatles albums. He's playing keyboard riffs here and there. He's doing orchestration. When a producer actually gets involved at that level, then their influence on the recording is way deeper. And this one album is so unique in the entire recordings that Seals and Crofts did. This is a way grittier album. It's got a loose spontaneous rock and roll feel. The drums, the way they play together, it's got this intricate guitar and mandolin duets that go on throughout their career. And Dash Crofts is a virtuoso mandolin player if you listen closely to the mandolin parts. So I call this one of my desert island albums. You know that question, you know, what would you want on a desert island? Well, this album is it for me. There's just something about the style that is timeless on this recording. We'll be listening to a few more songs in just a minute.
Generating music to make you feel better. That's the Brit Mix, British music, old and new. With me, Graham Rice, here on WJFF. The Brit Mix, Thursday evenings at 9, here on WJFF.
All right, so I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, here on WJFF. So Seals and Crofts, yeah, they recorded Down Home in a studio here in Woodstock, and they brought in a bunch of interesting, fabulous counterculture musicians. This album is Jimmy Seals is playing the guitar and the violin and singing, and Dash Crofts is playing the mandolin and singing. John Simon is not only producing but playing the piano. John Hall on electric guitar, Greg Thomas on drums, Paul Harris on organ, and there's three different bass players contributing to different tracks: Harvey Brooks, James Rolleston, and Eddie Rich. So there's something magical. There's something truly magical about this album. So they record two records with the Talent Associate label. And after they record this album, they change labels. They get a really big recording contract with Warner Brothers. And from there on out, every single album has a different feel. This Down Home album was recorded pretty much in live takes, and it has that live feel to it, which I just am fascinated by. So we'll be listening to a couple more tracks. You can hear the Southern influence in the music. There's a song called Cottonmouth, very, very Southern sounding. So let's listen to Seals and Crofts from their Down Home album, Jimmy Seals and Dash Crofts. The first song is called Today, and it's got this luminescent mandolin string sound, which just explains what the lyrics mean. It's just gorgeous. Seals and Crofts.
So softly, just faded away, like the rain in the springtime on the day when I met you, when I met you, when I met you. Then a bit of all they have.
so quickly. Just a moment in time, like the hours in the springtime when you were mine. You were mine.
One, two, three, country.
Jimmy Seals and Dash Crofts, Leave. That's their Down Home album from 1970. That's their second album. And they're with Talent Associates, a small label. You know, that album doesn't really go anywhere. That album is not commercially successful. I don't understand it. I heard that album when it first came out, and it's one of those records that you just like wear the grooves out. In fact, we're listening to my vinyl today. I hope you appreciate the worn-in feeling that it has. But, you know, in 1970, when this came out, I mean, that was such a turning point in so many ways. The 60s, it was about rock and roll bands in the 60s, and when the Beatles break up, when Hendrix is gone, when all those changes happen, everybody starts recording solo albums. You know, David Crosby records his solo album, you know, If I Could Only Remember My Name. Carole King starts to do her career. And Seals and Crofts step into that place in the culture. And all throughout the 70s, they have a fabulously successful career. When they signed to Warner Brothers Records, all of a sudden there's money there. That album we just heard, Down Home, incredible album, was recorded, like I said, at a studio here in Woodstock. Well, their next album, recorded on the Warner Brothers label in 1971, called The Year of Sunday, well, it's recorded in London, thank you very much. And it's got a different feel to it. You know, they're trying to send them in a different direction. The one thing that's interesting about this album, Year of Sunday, is that their old friend, Louis Shelton, who has been their guitar player throughout the 60s, he was with them in that Don Treaders band prior to making Seals and Crofts. So he's producing the album called The Year of Sunday, and he produces most of the big hits that they have through the 70s. So let's listen to that title track from Seals and Crofts, Year of Sunday, 1971, Seals and Crofts. Seals and Crofts, Year of Sunday. That's the first album that they record on the Warner Brothers label. And they have a series of incredibly successful commercial releases. They do 19 gold and platinum albums in the 70s. In 1974, they're in this big festival in California, in Ontario, California, and there's like 200,000 people. It's a huge concert, and they're right on the bill with Emerson, Lake and Palmer and the Eagles and Earth, Wind and Fire. So they had a huge career in the 70s, and they're with Warner Brothers. And then in 1980, that's it. Their contract is up, and they pretty much stop recording. They're incredibly talented men. I mean, Jimmy Seals, Dash Crofts. So like in 1980, you know, after all this tumultuous life, you hear the religious, philosophical bent to their music. I'm not really clear on why they pretty much retired at that point, but they both went off into leading full and satisfying lives. Seals moved to Costa Rica and has a coffee farm, and he's lived there off and on since 1980. Eventually, Dash goes back to Texas with his wife, Louise, and it turns out that Dash Croft's grandfather had a 5,000-acre ranch in the hill country of Texas, like back in 1870. So Dash Crofts lives there now. He's got about 1,300 acres, and he and his wife are raising and breeding Egyptian Arabian horses. Okay. They got back together in 2004, and they recorded so far what is their last album called Traces. They do a couple of new songs on this album, and they sound incredible. Their voices sound wonderful. They sound so good. So we're going to be listening to a track from the 2004 release from Seals and Crofts. The album is called Traces, and we're going to hear a song called Euphrates, which they originally recorded for their Summer Breeze album, and they've re-recorded it here in 2004, and it's such a beautiful song. The lyrics are pretty amazing. James Seals wrote the lyrics. And let me just read a verse for you. Euphrates. Every day brings us closer. Every night my soul sees a worried mankind suffering blindly. Guess I'll walk the Euphrates River. The deep, deep river. The wide, wide river. The long, long river. The spiritual river. The river of life. So let the traces linger on. Many years have come and gone. Oh, how lonely man has been without a trace of the traceless friend. Yesterday I was born here. Tomorrow I'll be gone. So I'll walk the Euphrates River. Seals and Crofts from their 2004 album Traces, Euphrates.
My name is Misery.
Yesterday I was born here.
I'm just like you.
Long river, spiritual river.
deep river. How bad do you want to live down by the mountain?
How bad do you want to make it?
Way down there.
How long can you take it?
Way down there. Get it all the way down there now.
You gotta go down that dead river and you're gonna walk these Freddy's.
Seals and Crofts. The Euphrates, from their 2004 release, Traces. I'm Kathy Geary. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, Now and Then, featuring the music of Seals and Crofts. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:58, and stay tuned, coming up here on WJFF for Folk Plus, and at 3 o'clock, Jambalaya, followed by The Splendid Table, and then All Things Considered at 5 p.m. You know, Food Stock is coming up. Food Stock 2011 Fine Food and Wine Festival on Saturday, May the 7th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Via Roma Resort in Calicoon. WJFF has assembled over 50 great purveyors from all across the region and both sides of the river. Farmers, producers, and growers of all kinds will be represented at Foodstock, as well as bakeries, restaurants, wineries, distributors. All of these people will offer a sample of their products for you to taste, and everything is available for purchase. Restaurants will have their signature dishes with tastes. There'll be fresh produce of all kinds at Food Stock. Baked goods, breads, homemade jams and preserves, and meats, smoked meats and fish. Are you hungry yet? Sausage, sauces and pestos, spices, maple products, desserts, fudge and ice cream. Oh my God, the list. Cheeses, coffees. I love coffee. An array of locally produced wine. Food Stock, May 7th. You know, you can actually go on our website, www.wjffradio.org, and you can see a video of last year's Food Stock, and you can, you know, check out the list of vendors and get directions and all of that. You know, so please, Food Stock is a benefit for WJFF, listener-supported radio. Tickets for Food Stock are $20 with wine and $15 without wine. And tickets are available if you call us here at the station, 845-482-4141. You know, we recommend a reservation.